Bipartisan Emergency Care Improvement Act introduced. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, TX-34, and Jody Arrington, TX-19, introduced a bipartisan piece of legislation to permanently expand access to emergency medical care for Medicare, TRICARE, and Medicaid beneficiaries. A person's access to high-quality health care should not be determined by their home address, said Representative Gonzalez. This bipartisan piece of legislation ensures Medicare, TRICARE, and Medicaid beneficiaries may access the high-quality medical treatment provided by freestanding emergency centers, expanding access and lowering cost for South Texans and patients across the country. Over the past 3 years since Medicare began recognizing freestanding emergency centers, millions of seniors in Texas have benefited from increased access to emergency care. Unfortunately, the care these facilities provide, often at a lower cost to the Medicare program than most hospital-based IRRs, will disappear for thousands of seniors if something isn't done prior to the public health emergency ending on May 11. The Emergency Care Improvement Act will allow seniors to continue utilizing low-cost, high-quality FECs, spurring much-needed competition in our healthcare system, said Representative Arrington. Many freestanding emergency centers, FECs, have been providing care to Medicare beneficiaries since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic through a temporary program established by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Unless the statute is updated to provide permanent recognition, these beneficiaries will lose coverage at FECs in May, when President Biden officially terminates the public health emergency. Background on the legislation. FECs are fully licensed emergency departments staffed by both emergency medicine trained physicians and registered nurses who are on site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. These facilities possess licensed pharmacies, clinical labs, and advanced imaging services. FECs are state licensed and adhere to the same standards and provide the same level of care as hospital-based emergency rooms, HBER. To expand provider capacity during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, issued a waiver in April 2020 to allow FECs to enroll as Medicare-certified hospitals and receive Medicare reimbursement for the duration of the public health emergency. Over 110 FECs, mostly located in Texas, enrolled and have been providing high-quality emergency services for all kinds of emergency conditions, at a significant savings to the Medicare program, to thousands of Medicare beneficiaries. An actuarial study of Medicare claims data found that FECs did not increase overall utilization of emergency care services and actually saved Medicare programs 21.8% in lower emergency care payments for patients of similar acuity in hospital emergency departments.